Hello, everyone. This is Dan Sheridan with Cross Hand Throne Ministries. Thank you for joining me today, everyone. And we are continuing in Sheridan on Romans. And I want to thank all of you who have been patient, have been writing, and have told me that you've appreciated our studies on Romans. And we are continuing in this study, and our time limits are off, so these programs may be 2 minutes long, they may be 20 minutes long, depending on how I feel, but I hope that you're getting benefit. I hope that every one of you are reading through the scriptures, that you're reading and believing the letters that God gave us to Paul. And not only that, I hope that each one of you are taking time to read through the entire Word of God, all of the sacred scriptures. And, you know, God is our Father, and we, and I know I'm interested in everything my Father's doing, even if it doesn't directly concern me. For instance, I'm very interested in what God is doing for Earth and the New Jerusalem, as well as the celestial realms. And we find Paul writes about that in his letters, that all Scripture is God-breathed and profitable. Well, we're in Romans chapter 3, and we are continuing in verse 25. And I'm just going to start reading verse 24 to 28, and we'll go back and make some comments. Paul says, "We're being justified gratuitously in His grace through the deliverance which is in Christ Jesus." It's all in a person. Isn't that wonderful? We don't have religion. We have a person. We don't have stained glass windows. We have a person in Christ Jesus, whom God, speaking of Christ, referring to Christ Jesus. Now, in the Concordant Version, there's a parenthesis here. And let's read it without the parenthesis, and we'll go back and comment on the parenthesis. Paul says, "Being justified gratuitously in His grace through the deliverance which is in Christ Jesus, toward the display of His righteousness in the current era, for Him to be just and the justifier of the one who is of or out of the faith of Jesus." So God justifies us through the deliverance which is in Christ Jesus toward the display of His righteousness. God, in justifying us, is putting His righteousness on display. And because we're not just, you and I are not just, but He justifies us in a just way. Does that make sense? We are not just. You and I are sinners. We are wanting of the glory of God. We've missed the mark. And so God justifies us in a just way. When Christ did His work on the cross, His delivering work, according to Romans 3, 24 and 25, God was acting completely just. His justice was completely satisfied. You know, it's interesting, in Romans 3, we don't read about His love at all. The love of God doesn't come to Romans chapter 5. But in dealing with the sin question, God is dealing with justice. So that's something to ponder. We see Romans 5, we read about the love of God, in Romans chapter 5, Romans chapter 5, where are we at here? Here, verse 5, "Now expectation is not mortifying, seeing that the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which is being given to us." So, remember this. He does love. God is love. But He also is just. He deals righteously. He always does the right thing. And in the work of Christ on the cross, God is behaving in a just way. And I use that term behaving. I don't want to sound irreverent. But God is doing the right thing. So, when it says we're being justified gratuitously in His grace through the deliverance which is in Christ Jesus, toward the display of His righteousness in the current era, this now era, for Him to be just, see, He's just, and a justifier of the one who is out of the faith of Jesus. By the way, that'd probably be a good title of the first part of Romans, Just and the Justifier. But notice what it says, He's the justifier of the one who is of or out of the faith of Jesus, not our faith. Verse 22 says that we're God's righteousness is through Jesus Christ's faith, and you and I are of or out of the faith of Jesus. And notice it's the word Jesus. It has to do with His life on earth. He alone lived the perfect life and lived by faith, and His perfect life gave all the value to the work on the cross. Just like in the Hebrew Scriptures, the animals that were offered to God had to be perfect before they can be accepted as an assent offering. So our Lord Jesus, his perfect life gives all the value to his death. Now let's go back and read the parenthesis in the Concordant Version, Romans 3. It says, as whom God purposed, by the way, the Greek elements there are before placed. In other words, he set this before himself. God, and it's in the middle voice, if you see in the Concordant Version, as a circle with a dot, God did this for himself. It was God's purpose. God purposed that Christ would be a propitiatory shelter. Now, this is in reference to the, and I think it is, in my opinion, a reference to the Ark of the Covenant. In the Hebrew Scriptures, we see the Ark of the Covenant, and inside the Ark were the Ten Commandments, the tables of stone, and on top of the Ark was the mercy seat that made of solid gold, where the blood was shed. And it's interesting, that is the place where God told Moses, Elohim, Yahweh Elohim, told him he would meet with Moses. It was in that place he would meet with him and give him his instructions. So Christ is a propitiatory shelter. That's where the blood is shed. That's where we meet with God. The law has been broken. Mankind failed. All have sinned and are wanting of the glory of God. And the broken law is replaced by the faith of Jesus. And so law withdraws and takes a spectator seat because all of the demands of righteousness have been met. So he's a propitiatory shelter, the divine meeting place. This is where we meet. And by the way, this is the basis of fellowship. The basis of fellowship between those who call themselves believers is where Christ is accepted with God. If you are a believer in Christ, if you believe that Jesus Christ is your Savior and that his work on the cross was sufficient between for you, and it is there that all of us meet. Now, we may have some differences on details of the Scriptures and our understandings, but those can be worked out. But if we can meet where Christ is, if we can meet at the propitiatory, if we can meet in the place where God is dealing with our sins justly, and where he is at the cross, as it were, this is where we all meet, because all sinned and are wanting of the glory of God. Now notice what it says, whom God purposed for a propitiatory shelter through faith. Now there's a dot in front of faith in the Concordant Version, and I think we could say through that faith. What faith? Well, verse 22, through Jesus Christ's faith. God purposed that Christ was going to be a propitiatory shelter. How? Through that faith. That is his perfect life, in his blood. So his life gives the value to his sacrifice. Notice it doesn't say in his life, it says in his blood. If he lived 1,000 years of perfection without shedding his blood, you and I would still perish. Do you understand that? The Lord Jesus' perfect life gives the value to what he did on the cross. And you and I can be justified gratuitously, but only if Christ shed his blood. So his lot through, he's a propitiatory shelter through that faith, his faith, in his blood. For a display of his righteousness, because of the passing over of the penalties of sins which occurred before in the forbearance of God. So not only is the cross of Christ a place where you and I are justified, it also justifies God. God is showing how he could withhold, and I want to be careful the language I use here. God is displaying his righteousness because of the passing over of the penalties of sins which occurred before in the forbearance of God. Now, this could be a reference to those in the Old Testament, like David and his sin with Bathsheba. And how can God possibly justify sinners? Well, how could God even, you know, in the Old Testament, according to the Hebrew Scriptures, adultery was punishable by death, but David wasn't stoned. God had mercy on him. And so what we're seeing is when God didn't give out the full wages of sin, you know, Adam didn't die the day he ate of the fruit. His life was extended. He lived over 900 years. And so God, as it were, is passing over these sin, the penalty of sins which occurred before. And the reason why he can do that is because he had purposed. He had planned. The cross is not an afterthought of God. He had planned from the beginning that his son would come and die and make a righteous foundation for him to bring a gratuitous justification to all. And we know today it's believers who are justified, and we're going to see in the glorious future, we can extend this to all mankind one day, In a distant future, it's going to be quite a ways yet, but all mankind will eventually be justified and vivified. But today it's only for believers. Those whom God has given the gift of faith are justified gratuitously. Well, I hope this has been a help, and we'll pick up on this again next time. If you have any questions, feel free to email me or call me, 847-312-4676. And I hope you've been listening to the Zender Sheridan Show. And I just want to make one comment before we close here. Today is Friday, and it is, let's see, 17th, 20th. Today's the 29th. As of yesterday, the Zender Sheridan Show was canceled. The radio station stopped us. We haven't gotten reasons yet, but we will let you know soon enough. And so continue to pray for our ministry together as we get out the evangel of the grace of God. And until next time, believe God no matter what the clergy tell you. We'll see you later.